for the kind introduction, Dr. Donna. Before I begin, let me introduce our team, because we work together to develop this abstract and presentation. Let me introduce our team. Would you stand just for a while? This is Lin Hyun and John Kennell, Elizabeth E. We work together to develop this presentation abstract. All right. As you heard from nurses, the subject of our presentation today is nursing shortage, stressors, and future implication. The implication is based on our analysis of 2004 nursing sample survey of registered nurses. It seems that we have a common ground that there is a shortage of working forces, not only nurses, but also other professionals in public health. It is partly because of supply and demand mismatch. It is partly because of lower job satisfaction of nurses. Although we have been tried several, many issues, but traditional recruitment strategy have not worked well. That's why United States is importing nurses from other countries. How severe is that? According to the Human Resources and Services Administration, some of you have a good vision. You will find that there will be over 1 million nursing shortage by the year 2020. This projection is based on the assumption there is a direct relationship between wages and supply. As you can see, although if you maintain 3% annual growth in real wage, we cannot close the gap between the highest line demand and second highest line in supply. If you not raise enough the nurse wages, the gap will be wider until the year 2020. These assumptions also used to project the nursing supply in other sources also. They project the relationship of wages and graduation. As you can see on the graph, as the wage increase in dotted line, there will be nursing graduation will increase with certain time interval. But these authors conclude that there will be a nursing supply by nursing surplus by the year 2020. Why there is this discrepancy, although they have a similar assumption between the direct relationship of wages and supply, we believe there is because of complexity of issue. There is a lot of supply factors around the nurses, including domestic, but also there are government in abroad. Also, there is a whole lot of complex issue in demand. Not only there is a hospital and nursing home, but also behind that scene, there is patient and consumer. So it is complex. With the complex in mind, and also with the suspicion, there will be a more than just a direct relationship with wage and supply. We started to analyze the data. We analyzed the 2004 National Sample Survey of Registered Nurse. It is the eighth survey since 1977. It is a cross-sectional survey mainly done by mail follow-up, but telephone follow-up done for the non-respondent. We analyzed 24,689 responses from out of total 36,000 responses. We focused on our target population, who is in the age between 20 and 65, and who are actively currently work. Exclusion criteria, we exclude the the nurses who are hired through stepping agents and who have no response for the interest question, but the no interest rate was less than 1%. The model we have used is, we thought that there will be more than just a direct relationship of supply and waste. We thought the job utility as a whole is include the education extent and task importance and responsibility of the job in addition to nurse economic compensation. And this utility will be directly related with job satisfaction. And the final model we have used is job satisfaction will be the function of these factors. Is our final model. Because we cannot measure the measuring point we are trying to measure, we adopted several proxies to measure the final measurement we want to measure. We measure satisfaction as a proxy of job utility. We measure the additional education as a proxy of combined educational opportunity. We look at the task other than patient care as a proxy of task diversity. We measure whether the nurses have a dependent at home as a proxy of job responsibility towards them. These are study population characteristics, and it will be exactly represent the target population who are currently working and whose age is 20 to 65. And as our previous presenter have pointed out, the nurses is quite old, although they are quite actively engaged in work. Although we are confined to the nurse to the target age. The final outcome, the satisfaction, the response who answer that they are satisfied about the job is 78.7%. The other response include dissatisfied and neither dissatisfied and not satisfied is 21.3%. According to the characteristics, it is a little bit different. So interestingly, the male nurses are less satisfied than the female nurses. And this pattern, the different pattern of satisfaction is exists throughout the characteristics of extent of education and household income and job setting and task setting. And these are final results of our, according to our model. As you can see in the left side column, it is a result from weighted single largest regression, where it's showing the odds ratio according to the characteristics. The interested variable, interested characteristics all shows that there is a significant higher odds of satisfaction according to that characteristics. Higher education, additional education shows higher odds of satisfaction. The nurses whose task is not limited to direct patient care shows higher odds of satisfaction. Nurses whose has a dependent at home has a higher odds of satisfaction. And these higher odds of satisfaction remain significant after controlling the complex sample design and adjusting other variables in the model. The model, the right side column shows the weighted result of weighted multiple logistic regression accounting the complex sample design and controlling other variables. So we can say that after controlling other variables and weighted, there is a significant relationship of satisfaction of utility with these characteristics. There is a strength because we analyze the general population data that comes from the stratified sample design. It is quite standardized. But it is a cross-sectional study because we are our certain implication is derived has some causal relationship. There is a limitation, but despite this limitation, we believe we can still recommend several aspects for the future working future nursing courses. Our result shows that there is a relationship of nursing satisfaction is related with education extent. So we need to foster to enhance the opportunity for additional degree. Also, our result shows that there is a relationship of nursing satisfaction and test diversity. So it is not good to put nurses in only in direct patient care. We need to reorganize and share the responsibility in patient care is necessary to get higher satisfaction, more job utility. Also, finally, the job itself. All the job itself done by the individually, but job is, we have to think about the job utility as a context of family dynamic. Our research shows that, that there is a higher utility or higher satisfaction for the nurses who have dependent at home. So it is necessary for us to foster the nurses who have dependent at home, such as child care facility. So, in conclusion, although there is a relationship of satisfaction, there is still relationship satisfaction nursing salary. But in addition to that, we have to think about the task diversity and education and test and job responsibility toward family. So measures to improve these characteristics will be necessary to close the gap in the future, is our conclusion. Thank you.